This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Processed by Zhengzhou Enclave, Communications and Sensoround Capital of the Consortium.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting, Roger Brigado Fisher, Moonbase Theta. The date is August 25th, 2098, 8:45 in the morning, 17 weeks before base shutdown. Your reply to my previous message, rocket delay, border skirmishes affecting access to Alcantara launch pad, with no further explanation, has caused a rising level of dismay here. The rocket itself, of course, is needed. We have moved the helium-3 tanks back underground for the time being, though storage space is limited. But on an emotional level, several crew members have friends and contacts in areas affected by the ongoing Rio-Sao Paulo enclave disputes. You should know from my personnel file that I hold Rio citizenship and my husband resides there now. We await additional information, hopefully by the next satellite pass by. If the supply rocket has not yet launched, Wilder has requested some additional items for base repairs. 5 meters of reinforced vacuum jumper hose, 3 XR-sized air filters for laboratory use. We're still clearing out the Pixie experiment. And I'm quoting, as much duct tape as you can spare. I've done a few shifts lately assisting Wilder on their rounds. The duct tape is an absolute must-have. What they do with tape and twist ties to a fusion reactor is both impressive and horrifying at the same time. I don't know where we'd be without them. Actually, I do, and it would involve a lot less component molecules than any of us are comfortable with. I'd also ask that you place my positive endorsement in their file. I know security has ongoing concerns about the trustworthiness of enhanced persons. That prejudice needs to be eradicated. Particularly as our security representative has been less than circumspect of late. I know you'll have received a report on the incident, but as I was also in the quarters where they were discovered, I'd like to corroborate. I won't go into details, but it was definitely not their private space or their private time, but the activities exposed were very private indeed. While both are responsible for the incident, I feel that security has an extra duty to exercise discretion. I'm sorry, let me find my place. Rocket delay, Rio, base repairs, Michelle, NASA thing. Oh, in response to my report on discovered contraband, I was asked to provide details connecting names to the illicit items listed. At the time, we didn't log that information. It had not been requested, and at this date, I'm afraid my memory fails. Base operations, all levels are staying within levels. HE3 is at 32%. This is our storage, not the tanks, for retrieval. Water's back up to 70% and stable. Power supply is optimal, fully on local panels until we go dark later in the week. Food stores are still adequate, though the requests submitted previously remain outstanding until rocket arrival. Please provide further details at the highest priority, both on the rocket schedule and the current situation that is causing the delays. I will monitor for updates. Personal message following to my husband. Please write back as soon as this is delivered. I don't know what's going on there, and a few words are enough. Just tell me you're okay. I love you. Stay safe. Castor and Pollux, safe. All of you, safe. I love you. Moonbase Theta, out.
Thank you for listening to Moonbase Theta, out. Lehman Kessler is Roger Brigado Fisher. The episode was written, edited and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the Super Moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please, help. I'm inside the dresser, help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm going to open the door.
Okay.
And we're going to look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And
yes.
Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep,
we're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window and the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.